So today we learned about ha'isak b'mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah. Now the shaila is, every mitzvah is potter from another mitzvah. Anytime a person is fulfilling a mitzvah, is he exempt from all other mitzvahs? Or perhaps, does it only apply in certain circumstances? So we have Tosfos, we have the Ran, other Rishonim who point out something very important. Oisik b'mitzvah means, Oisik, he's involved, he's engaged, he's doing a maasa mitzvah. But certainly, of course, if he's just fulfilling a mitzvah, he's wearing tefillin, his mitzvah is on his doorpost, he's keeping Shabbos. Of course, that's not called Oisik b'mitzvah. He's not potter from other mitzvahs. He's being makayim a mitzvah. He's fulfilling a mitzvah. But he's not actively engaged in doing a mitzvah. And oisik b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah, only applies to a person who's physically doing a maasa mitzvah. And then he'll be potter from other mitzvahs. Now, does this apply to all mitzvahs or only specific mitzvahs? So let's start with the classic example of oisik b'mitzvah, which Tosfos brings. A shomer aveda. He found a lost item. He's taking care of it. He's tending to it. The Gemara says he's considered an oisik b'mitzvah to the extent that, let's say, an ani comes along at that very moment when he's taking care of the aveda. He's potter from giving tzedakah, and because of that, he's called a shemer sachar, and he has a higher degree of commitment, a higher level of responsibility towards this item. He's responsible for a lost and stolen item because he's a shemer sachar. He's getting some monetary gain in return. He's saving himself the tzedakah that he would otherwise have to give. So a shemer aveda, while he's actively engaged in tending to the aveda, is considered an oisik b'mitzvah. And at that moment, he's potter from any potential tzedakah. So he has monetary gain. He's considered as though he's getting payment for his activity. And he has the commitment of a shomer sachar. So if it gets lost or stolen, he's responsible. Asks the Ritva, if so, if that's the case, then why isn't every shomer chinam considered a shomer sachar? His friend asked him, okay, could you keep an eye on my chafetz? He says, sure, no problem. He's keeping an eye on his friend's chafetz, free of charge, shomer chinam. We say, well, since he's not getting paid for it, he's doing it voluntarily, without enumeration. His commitment is less than a shemer sachar. He has less obligations, less responsibilities. If he gets lost and stolen, he's not chayv. What do you mean? He should be a shemer sachar. Why? While he's watching the chayvitz, he's oisik b'mitzvah. For ani comes, he's part of a mitzvah. He has monetary gain. So every shemer chinam is really a shemer sachar. How is it that we have two classes of shemrim? Shemer chinam is a lower level commitment, shemer sachar, higher level. Every shemer chinam has financial gain from keeping an eye on his friend's aveda. He's oisik b'mitzvah, he's part of a tzedakah. He's getting something in return. So the Ritva says, a shemer is not called oisik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. You're watching. You're not really doing a mitzvah to the extent that you're part of another mitzvah. Doesn't explain why. The Pella, the wonder on the Ritva is, why? Why isn't it a mitzvah? It's chesed. He's doing a favor. He's washing his friend's item free of charge. Why isn't it considered oisik b'mitzvah, should exempt it from another mitzvah? Now the Nesivis HaMishpat, Siman Ayin Bey, says a chiddush, which will perhaps shed light on the Ritva. The Nesivis HaMishpat says, you know when we apply oisik b'mitzvah? That's only when he's doing something which he's chayiv to do, in our Torah, and chayiv to do it free of charge. For instance, Hashabbos Aveda. Can't get paid for Hashabbos Aveda. Bikur Chayil, Havayis Hameis. These are very specific activities which the Torah obligates man to do, and free of charge. You're meant to do it as a mitzvah without any enumeration, without any financial gain. You can't. You can't get paid for it. It has to be done purely L'Shem Shemayim. As opposed to a case where he's doing something, but he can get paid for it. So even if he chose to do it for free, he volunteered to watch his friend's item, free of charge, so he's doing a chesed, he's doing a favor, he's not getting paid for it. Still says the Nesivos, he's not considered oisik b'mitzvah to be potter min ha-mitzvah. And he says an example would be a gabbai tzedakah. He's involved in a community charity fund. Very nice thing, a mitzvah. He's not potter from a mitzvah while he's engaged in collecting that money. Why, says the Nesivos, you don't have to do it for free. Sure, the community needs to give stuck, they have to have a fund, but you specifically, you personally, volunteered your services. It's a nice thing, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a masa which the Torah obligates you to do free of charge. Technically, you could charge for it. It could be a job like any other. So the gufa maisa, the tzura of the maisa you're doing, isn't necessarily described as a masa mitzvah. Although you're getting points up there, you're fulfilling a mitzvah, but you can't define this act as a mitzvah activity, per se. Therefore he says, agabei tzedaka, even when he's collecting that money, he won't be potter from doing other mitzvahs. Ad kan loshen haritva, hanesivas. This is the nesivas' chiddush. He lays down a formula, when we do, when we don't say, oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah. It has to be something that you're chayv to do for free. Oh, getting back to the ritva, that explains why Hashem Mechinam is not considered oisik mitzvah. So although he's doing a great chesed, a great favor, he's looking after his friend's chavetz free of charge. It's a nice thing, it's a chesed. But you cannot say that the Torah was mechayv a person to do this masa in this manner. Theoretically, you can charge for it, you can charge storage. So relative to a mitzvah tzedakah, which is a chiv, an absolute chiv, and only comes along, you have to give him that tzedakah for free. So that ma'aseh stands higher than the good deed that the Shem Echinim is performing. And therefore he says, the Shem Echinim is not called Oisik B'mitzvah. And since he's not Oisik B'mitzvah, which is Patur B'mitzvah, if it only comes along, he has to give the tzedakah. So he has no financial gain. He's doing it strictly free of charge, strictly for free. But mainly, he's a Shem Echinim. He doesn't have the same level of obligation and commitment like a Shem Esachar has, who's really getting paid for his job. So basically, that sets down the rule. We ask, is every Oisek mitzvah patur on a mitzvah? The answer is, it depends. So number one, just fulfilling a mitzvah, wearing tefillin, having mezuzah, not doing a masa mitzvah, certainly not reason enough to exempt you from another mitzvah. It has to be a masa mitzvah. But even within masa mitzvah itself, we have various levels, various categories. And the way the ritva, and explained by the nesivos, it works like this. That if it's a specific masa which the Torah requires you to do for free, this masa in its form, in its presentation, is a masa mitzvah and exempts you from other mitzvahs. But if technically this masa can be done as just an ordinary job, so although he's doing it free of charge, he's doing a chesed, the chesed is a generic concept, all different ways of doing chesed. Right? So you can't say, well, this is specifically as a masa mitzvah, which the Torah describes as a masa mitzvah. And therefore, when another mitzvah comes along, another mitzvah for which the Torah does give specific instructions, you must give tzedakah to the poor man. You must do this. That is a specific mitzvah, which overrides this mitzvah of chesed, which is just a general mitzvah. So although it's a mitzvah, but it's not the same, it doesn't match up with the other mitzvah. And therefore, even if he's involved in this chesed, he has to stop and do the other mitzvah.